proposed tweaks to the student code of conduct will likely send more of them to ATOS. That's where violators go instead of staying home to serve out-of-school suspension. After city funding cuts, the district was planning to operate with 4 ATOS sites instead of 5 next year. But Chair Ashley Smith-Juarez is now recommending to cut another one, which was planned for the Beaches area.
It is our obligation to responsibly and efficiently use our dollars.
Last year, there were 54 days when no students were assigned to ATOS. Smith-Juarez says if the board approves her idea, the district would monitor attendance.
Were those 3 sites to be overcrowded, we will open an additional site. But were those 3 sites to be appropriately and adequately utilized, then the resources will be deployed in an alternative way.
The city is funding one of the 3 remaining ATOS sites. If too few kids use it, the district will have to return dollars to the city. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.